baby.
Hello, friends!
What up, y'all bitches?
What up?
It is Shannon and Maggie
and Julie.
And we're here at Epcot Food and Wine Festival. Woo!
It is more drinks to go. I know we don't really call it drinks to go anymore, but this is like your typical classic drinks to go kind of episode.
Yep.
So we just got here. I took my anxiety.
I wanted to do rides and shopping first, but
I'm starving.
And she needs to booze up. So we have made our first stop. And what did we get, ladies?
A Dole Whip with alcohol.
Ha!
I love Dole Whip, and you can only get it a couple places, and it's so good. I'm drinking
so
water.
Good.
So of those of you who may remember the past episode on Drinks to Go, where I got real drunk and date rape drugged myself, these mistakes will not be made this year. That's not what we're going to do. We're going to behave mostly.
We're going to drink responsibly. We have all taken our medications and pain relievers nice and early. We started off drinking the day with water. I got water and alcohol in my hand. And I think we're ready to go. How about you, Julie? Excited?
I'm excited. I got my Dole Whip.
Got her Dole Whip. Can't you tell? It's already in my mouth.
Got a Dole Whip. I don't have alcohol in mine. I'm making good choices, guys. I'm making good choices.
That's a bad choice.
Might have to agree with Julie. That's a bad choice. All right, stop one was Dole Whip. We'll catch you guys in a few minutes. And I probably shouldn't say that every time we end a segment because you're going to get bored of that in about two segments. So we're just going to kind of pause and peace out. Bye. Stop two.
I'm drinking cheese.
We're drinking cheese.
And I have to, you guys, I'm so personally offended right now. I walk over to the trash to throw my... To throw my cheese thing away, and there's a full thing.
A full thing!
Of cheese in the trash, and I just gasped.
It's like they didn't even put an effort into eating the cheese dip with the delicious pumpernickel bread. They just like... Yeah.
What the hell? Why would you throw away good cheese?
I know. They just like dipped, instead of like dip and like shoved it in their face.
Maybe they didn't like it because they have no taste.
That's possible.
Obviously, they're not American.
Or cheese. Irish. Yeah, we all love our cheese. So stop two, Ireland. Woo! Just outside the United Kingdom. Across the street from Canada. So you can hear the delicious music in the background. We got passports. We're going to fill out our fucking passports. Oh, I got cheese on mine already. I should lick it. Should I lick that?
You have toasted it. I don't know what that means. I don't know
I licked
what I'm talking
it.
About.
I christened it. Christened it.
That it. You
and
did
we're
that
enjoying
it.
Delicious Bailey's Irish... Bailey's... No.
Guinness
Bailey shakes.
Guys, I slurped mine.
Hold on. Oh, my God. My phone. I hit all the buttons and then like fucking locked, and now I have like thumbprint unlock bullshit. I updated my Apple Pay so we can just like boop my phone when we buy shit.
I can boop my phone.
I'm gonna see how much money we spend today in Epcot, so this should be exciting.
Wait, how much do I have in my Apple Pay right now, I wonder?
I don't know. Let's look. Anyway, any thoughts on the shake?
Amazing. It was amazing. Chocolate, Bailey's
was the first one.
I know. Bailey's is amazing. And stout. And I usually don't like stout, but I like it with the Bailey's.
And a shake.
And a shake.
With chocolate shavings.
Yes.
I
reached my finger in to reach them.
Two thumbs up.
Yes.
Yeah. Swing around over here. We're all friends during the Food and Wine Festival. We have a beautiful cocktail table overlooking Epcot Bay, or whatever that's called. It's a beautiful breeze.
Shannon just made up that name. I love it.
Epcot Bay.
It's Epcot Bay.
It's really a lake, but we're just going to call it Epcot Bay, because why the fuck not?
Do you know where Epcot is located?
In the
Bay
middle
lake.
Of Florida.
It's called Bay Lake.
Oh,
this is called
that's right. Because on my Snapchat filters, it brings up all sorts of different named cities.
I really want to drink.
Bay Lake.
You need to
lake
get
Buena Vista.
Working on that, because I'm going to just drink it.
No, I am pacing myself. I'm already one
so
up
good.
On you.
It's so good.
I got to drink my water. I got to drink my alcohol. I got to drink responsibly.
Uh-huh.
We got all day to go. All day at Epcot, all night.
We're pushing the Epcot thing real hard and then going and resting before going out tonight. We're going to crank out the things we want to get done at Epcot.
It'll be a good day.
It's going to be a great day.
I'm excited.
All right. Jules, any other thoughts?
I'm awesome.
We all knew that.
She legit looks like our Secret Service bodyguard today. You know when they wear civilian clothes and they're guarding someone special?
Yeah, she's guarding us.
Her tank top and black leggings on and a backpack, and she's got these super dark glasses and a black hat on. She legit looks like our bodyguard. Plus, she's like a foot taller than us, so.
Yeah, it's good.
Legit looks like she's guarding someone special.
I'm from Mexico for Homeland Security, so.
There you go. You got that whole Homeland Security look going.
Right?
For shizzle. For real. Yeah. The 40-year-old white girl just said that. For shizzle. I think Snoop Dogg would appreciate that. You know? He's all about peace, love, and understanding. As I lament here, overlooking Epcot Bay. There's a pirate ship!
Where?
I don't think it's a real pirate ship. I think it's in Venice? Yeah. Oh, it's behind America.
Pirate ship behind America.
Oh, that's right. A pirate ship with an American flag. We'll be our pirates. Arr. I mean, you imagine? I mean, you think that whole, like, throwing the tea into the bay thing wasn't like a pirate? Yeah, it wasn't a baller pirate
Boston
move.
Tea party.
Boston Tea Party. That's throwing some tea. That's throwing some shade right
they
there.
Were
they
like
were teabagging a lot. All right. I'm going to pause. Next stop. I don't know, but we're going somewhere awesome next. Hey! Should ask my husband if I really eat meat or not.
What?
Come cuddle next to my microphone. Joey's super tall. Well, we're standing by the windy Epcot Bay.
What up?
And it's starting to sprinkle.
Yeah, so.
We're in Paris. We're not in Epcot. We're in Paris. Woo!
Nous sommes en français. I don't know if I just said we are French.
Oui.
We are speaking the French language. I don't know what I said.
Nous
I don't
sommes sur le beat.
Oui.
Nous sommes
sur le beat.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Ce soir? We have these little slushies.
They're amazing.
Yeah, they're martini
slushies.
Martini slushies.
I'm not really sure that's super French.
No, it's not. A bastardized American version.
So why is it in France if it's not France?
Scoot over so people can throw away the
trash. None of this is accurate.
We're cuddling over a trash can.
What? Yeah.
A little.
Her French exchange student was really horrified that they were serving the
Esco
with croissant. She was like, no.
No.
Those do not go together.
I don't really taste alcohol in that.
Yeah.
Is it because my tongue was coated, though, with the gravy, maybe?
Yeah, maybe you have, like, a fat layer on your taste buds.
A gravy tongue.
I should let you try it. I'm sorry. I was thinking vegetarian. You both were. But
no, it's okay.
The next
time
I get
meat,
I'll
try. Friends with a really nice Irish-Italian couple.
Yeah, from New York.
From New York. They were really awesome.
They had a little three-year-old. She's very tall, so I guess her age at approximately 4 or 5.
I think the storm just totally moved over us, which is awesome. Sorry.
No, it's good.
Squirrel!
Squirrel!
So is everybody doing good? Yes. Any other statements about your food and wine experience so far?
The beef was good.
The
mashed potatoes were eh.
Beef bourguignon.
The mashed potatoes were eh.
There's a lot of people here.
There's so
a lot.
I know.
This
the parking lot definitely did not
food and wine. Like there's a lot of people at Food and Wine always.
I think they're all staying on site. So
yeah,
I think more people stay on site than don't these days, or Uber in or something. Because
usually you can still tell if it's going to be busy by the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last three times I've been here, the parking lot has not been full at all.
We might
here
have
at Epcot.
Extra magic hours too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if the park has extra magic hours, more people come here.
Yeah. Or maybe they're parked at another park and took shit over. I mean, are you really going to start your day at Epcot or end your day at Epcot?
Both.
We're going to do the whole day at Epcot.
We got our passports going. Maggie said I couldn't stamp off Canada because technically we didn't eat.
You didn't eat anything from there.
From Canada, even though we ate in Canada. I think my Dole Whip
chicken. We were walking through Canada while eating something that you got to passport stamp from elsewhere.
We purchased something on the edge of Canada. I think it should count.
It gets its own stamp.
Yeah, it gets its own stamp, the refreshment port.
Look, you got to stamp that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Sorry.
So now you know.
Now I know. I have more than just three stamps now. Maybe. I don't know. I'm having a good time. You guys having a good time?
Always.
I'm having a good time.
I hope you guys are enjoying listening to our ramblings.
And I'm enjoying this breeze.
This breeze is great. I'm going to open up my crotch so that it can get
aired out. She's going to give herself a Ben Franklin bath. She's going to air it out. An air bath. I hope everyone can hear us okay.
I'm excited for some tzatziki fries. Hummus fries with tzatziki sauce.
Where's
in Morocco.
In Morocco.
Ooh, chocolate baklava.
Maybe I go to Japan and go shopping.
Yeah, for
Tina.
I almost said Lisa this time.
It's okay.
It's almost me.
We're talking about Lisa all day. Hi, Lisa. We miss you.
Lisa. Susan suck du beat.
Lisa, do you love me? Are you riding?
I'm going to cut that clip out and send it to her. Or we could Snapchat it to her. Let's Snapchat it to her.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Over and out.
Bye.
Morocco. But you can hear Japanese drums in the back because we walked to Japan now. You guys, my lips are on fire. I got hummus fries. They were delicious. Everything was amazing. There was kind of a kick of heat in the back, and I was like, this is awesome. And then, like, the last bite was like, ha ha, motherfucker! You will die.
What's that? What Maggie said.
I don't know that guy, but I hate him.
He thinks he's the what's up guy.
He thinks he's funny.
There's a lot of bros here today, I've noticed. A lot of, yeah. After we just commented in the Morocco line how awesome and nice and relaxed everyone was being, how thoughtful and kind, like we're just sitting next to people, striking up conversations, making jokes and lines with people, and then we get what's up guy interrupting us. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's all good, right? It's all good.
I'm not gonna let it ruin my day.
No, it's like he photobombed us, except in an audio clip. I'll just pull it out and we'll use it on our intro now. All right, we're gonna go shopping in Japan because Tina loves Japan, and I'm gonna go buy her a gift.
All right, sounds good. Over and out.
Why am I so tired already?
I don't know.
The sun.
It was like sun
the
and
sun
heat is terrible. And yeah, I'm in the same spot. I'm real tired.
Taking a pit stop in Japan to some shopping.
We haven't even eaten anything new since the last time we talked. It's just been a while. We've been hanging out in Japan, shopping, people watching.
They do have frozen beer, which just looks like beer with really thick, cold head on it.
Sounds terrible.
It wasn't worth it, but it's only 25 cents more. And now the girl said it was refreshing.
So for 25 cents more, you can get cold head.
And now you know.
Ask next time you're getting some. We've made it to Germany. Woo!
Woo.
Maggie's hanging in there.
Yeah. Shannon is getting to see firsthand just how much I melt in the sun. I'm not heat resistant, so I'm really struggling.
You're not Teflon?
Not Teflon.
Is that anti-stick, though?
Yeah.
Teflon?
I'm not any of those things.
Either the breeze went away or we are in like a breezeless hole of people.
You look up at the tree, there is breeze.
Yes, there's still a bit of breeze. All right, I'm having a pomegranate Hefeweizen. It's very delicious and fruity. I love a Hefeweizen. It's an unfiltered wheat beer.
I do too when I drink beer, but I don't really drink beer anymore. But this is really delicious.
Yeah, so I'm enjoying it. As we get further and further around the showcase, we are less and less enthusiastic.
Guys, it is 90 degrees out, and it's really hot, and I'm tired. It's all. It's like taking out. It sucks my energy.
We're drinking responsibly. We got the water. We got the beer. We got the water. We got the beer. So,
yep.
It's happening.
I'm excited to go to Greece and get Greek nachos. That's my next plan.
Yep. Everything, all the lines were long in Germany, except for like this one little beer line. So I didn't get any German beer. Yeah. Someone jump up and scare them. The some sort of tiki house behind us just started talking and scared the shit out of a bunch of people sitting next to the speaker. All right, Julie, do you have anything to add about your Hefeweizen?
It's amazing, and I wish they sold bigger sizes of it.
I'm sure you can get it in the store, can't you, or no?
I don't know. I'll look for it, though, because it's good.
Yeah, it's a Heffenweizen. Oh, oh my gosh. We're going to record a little bit of this. They're like little German artists. Oh my God, they're a band. And they're percussionists.
They're wearing Lederhosen. Did you mention that?
No, they're wearing Lederhosen and they're percussionists. So I'll take a little video.
Actual leather Lederhosen.
Real leather Lederhosen. I love it. They can be my boyfriends. All right. We just met Anna and Elsa.
And Elsa and Anna.
It was like, really exciting.
The shortest character line ever.
It was. It said it was 25 minutes, and I was like, it was not at all that.
It's like, no.
It was
eight.
Like five, if that. Yeah. 5 minutes.
They were.
It was really fun.
They were both really good.
Yeah.
They looked, you know, like sometimes earlier today we saw an Alice, and we were all kind of like,
I had a longer week.
Alice. Yeah. But they both looked the part, and they both had their, like...
Their lines, their little stories
going on. They were both really good.
Yep. Anna's always tends to be really bubbly, and Elsa's very formal, so they really nail it.
Yep, they did a great job.
All right. Yay! Catherine's going to be so jelly.
That was, like, 95% of the reason we did that.
Exactly. And air conditioning. We're in Greece. Maggie, how are your Greek nachos?
She's shoving her...
They're fucking dreamy. Yeah, I'm shoving my face. Don't talk to me.
She's shoving her face. But they're more... They're... What am I trying to say? They're everything she ever hoped they would be and more.
Good. I think that's what we were assuming they would be when we theorized what Greek nachos would be. Like pita chips full of whatever you put in a Greek salad. But there's lettuce and tomato in there too, like nachos. So you got nacho toppings, lettuce, tomato...
Onion,
olive, feta cheese, and you got a tzatziki sauce.
Oh, that's
faux sausage.
Fake sausage.
She's super excited. I think when I have to have a bite.
The one that smells like dirty feet.
Yeah, that and Parmesan kind of smell.
Yeah, I like Parmesan. Parmesan, spaghetti.
I do too. Like, I like eating chunks of Parmesan too, not just the powdered shit. Like, if you get real flake,
fresh Parmesan, yeah.
Or flaked, like, I'll just eat that shit.
No, I want that.
At Meijer, where we grocery shop, you can actually buy pre-wrapped snack chunks of Parmesan in the deli. Right, you can just throw in your lunch.
I made Julia try.
All right, take a big bite. Nom, nom, nom. Give everyone a nice crunch. Dude, there's a party going on over in the main area of Epcot right now. I know what's going on. There's some sort of DJ spinning. We heard LMFAO, and now we're being forced to listen to the Black Eyed Peas.
It was good?
It was good.
Good. All right, we didn't get drinks here, and we're going to head... We're done with our country tour, so we drank and ate around the world, and then we're going to head back into the park and do two more food stops. Maggie needs an Impossible Burger, and we need a cheese platter. We need to do some shopping, so... If you don't hear from us, I think we're going to sign off for now. This might be the end of it, because unless Maggie has super strong opinions about the Impossible Burger. So, but yeah, it's been an awesome day. Yay! When did we start? When we get here? Like two-ish?
Three-ish.
Three-ish, and it's... No, it was two-ish.
Two-ish.
You're two-ish, right, two-ish, and it's almost six, so we had a really great day drinking around the world.
Yep.
Hey! All right, say goodbye to everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for being awesome.